Because Tiffany had anyway. Words on the back of those photographs.
Oh, was that? That's a handy device. We should tell that to the chorus. Anyway, we're here, having just been to the St. James Theatre, and we saw Desperate Divas. Now, John, how do you like your women on a Sunday night? And I thought these weren't too bad.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Tiffany Graves. I think she's a fantastic musical theatre performer. The thing about both Tiffany Graves and Anita Louise Coombe is that they have tremendous musical theatre experience. I think they are possibly the only two actresses who have each both played Roxy and Velma in Chicago. And there is a lovely climax at the end of the second act where they give you quite a big sampling of the show, which is lovely. What they've tried to do is tell a kind of narrative based on their collective experiences of
bad dating, really.
Bad online dating. And, you know, we could have done that show, basically.
Well, you could have done several shows.
I could do a season, honey.
Anyway, back to the show.
Anyway, back to the plot. And I think they're missing a trick, because although they're both very vivacious, very pretty, and have great dancers' bodies, they're doing this as though they were both girls in their early 30s having this kind of experience. But there is a difference, and Anita Louise Coombe is a little bit older. As she mentioned, she has a daughter of 15, and her experience of internet dating must be a little bit different from Tiff's, and I think they could have exploited the gap between them and played off against each other a little bit more, and maybe done slightly different styles of songs that reflected the different stages they both are in their lives.
Actually, that's a really good point, because actually both of them have got quite a maturity about their performance, but also what they sing. And, you know, we could have actually had quite an interesting and varied selection of songs rather than just the young dating dilemmas that we were presented with. That's not to say it wasn't a bad show, but we kind of think perhaps this could do give us some more.
I think when you see something this good, you can't help but think of ways to extend it, to extend the franchise, because this is a one-off, a one-night, slightly improvised evening, and they are dependent on props to read the words off, which is...
comes with age, I'm sure.
Oh, possibly. Hang on, I'm just reading from the paper now.
But perhaps, actually, one of the things is they should definitely do this show again, and it would make a wonderful recording.
It could do, yes indeed. I think they should do more songs that have comic potential. I liked Anita Louise Coombe doing Shattered Illusions, which is a fascinating Aida song that Dilly Keen has used several times. And Tiffany Graves did...
Parsley?
Parsley, yes. Really.
Is that the song you were going to sing?
That is the Scott Burkle and...
I think you need to remember your glasses.
I don't need glasses for reading. I need them for distance.
It'll make a great joke when we finally do a visual one. But anyway, it was a great show anyway. And we hope they do it again.
Yes.
And we got to do live tweeting.
Oh, live tweeting.
I haven't done...
Live photo tweeting, yes, in the theatre.
I haven't done that since Gone with the Wind, but that wasn't for good reasons either.